That's like my favorite show.
Okay, so you would have gotten the question. Here's, I got a trivia question for you. Ready?
Okay.
This was the last question last night, and a lot of teams missed this. So I said that Michael Scott. So The Office was on for 9 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Scott was only on for 8 of the 9 seasons, but there were 14 characters that were on for all 9 seasons. And you only had to give me the first names. How many can you name?
Like the characters?
Yeah.
There was Jim.
Jim.
Pam.
Pam.
Angela. Oscar. Kevin. Stanley. Meredith. Creed. Who else?
Impressive.
Kelly. Toad. Todd. Todd. Yeah, Todd. Who else? Not Michael Scott. Dwight.
You got it. You only needed 11. You just named 11.
Yeah.
Impressive.
My
favorite. See, we got 100 points for that.
My favorite character ever is Dwight.
Dwight. Awesome. Have you ever seen The Office, Jennifer? I think you'd like it.
I would like it, I think.
It's really funny.
I have to say, I was someplace the other night and NCIS was on, and like a lot of the same characters from the when they first started.
I just like want to meet all the cast of The Office, like... That'd be so much fun.
Well, Jim is in that new movie with his wife that's supposed to be getting really good reviews. The one where you can't... They don't talk through the whole movie.
Oh, the Quiet Place or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know somebody who saw that. And when she told me what the thing was, I'm like... Eh.
Yeah, I didn't get the premise at first, but...
I saw the previews
for it. People are raving about it.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you who saw it.
Jean.
Morgan.
Who drove her there?
She drove herself there. Yeah, she liked it, but when she told me, I'm like, just tell me what the premise, because I don't know, I'm not going to see it.
Is it scary?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It reminded me of, when she was talking about it, like 1960s, 70s, they had like those weird...
Sounds different, like it sounds like they're doing something different. I like when somebody does something unique, Jennifer. It doesn't happen too often in today's world.
I thought of another birthday present.
What?
You know what I hope? By next year.
You do know we're not getting you anything.
I know.
Well, I don't know about that. Go ahead. What do you want?
But, okay. By next year, this is just like something that I've always wanted. To meet someone. Just anyone from the cast of The Office. Anyone.
Your father should be able to pull that off.
Anyone honestly. From the cast of The Office.
Christopher, if you're listening, and you should be, arrange this for Natalie. You must be able
so
to.
Who'd be the easiest one to meet? Let me think.
I don't think I want the easiest one.
Meredith or somebody.
I really...
Seriously, you must be...
Did you know, Natalie, that Creed was a famous musician when he was younger? He was in a rock band called The Grassroots. He played bass guitar.
Cool. I want to meet Dwight.
He doesn't do much. You don't see him in many other movies or TV shows, right?
Almost. I would want to meet any of them. Anyone. My father should agree.
It's definitely doable.
That does sound doable.
Gotta meet them.
I think at Community Day you should have...
You should have the...
Office
have
reunion?
All of them.
An office reunion?
No, but
reunion?
You should have like somebody famous. Like a
Natalie, bring that up at today's Community Day meeting.
When we have the meeting later, I'll bring it up. Be like, hey, the office is got to be there.
Any other TV shows that you like?
Downton Abbey? I actually went to a showcase for Downton Abbey in New York, which was really fun, with my mom. And, yeah, I met, like, some people, so that was good.
Got some good taste. I think Jennifer would like that one, too. Unfortunately, Jennifer doesn't have a TV. I know. Look at the way Natalie just looked at you. Did you see that? Did you see that look?
It was like a little pity in there.
Check the archives there. It was, I don't know what it was, but it was pity. It was like disbelief. It was...
All rolled into one look. All conveyed with one passing glance.
You don't have a TV?
I do, but it's very old. It's big and boxy.
That's the same as mine, but then we got a flat screen.
I don't have a box or a flat screen. I don't have a cable.
For next...
And he doesn't understand I don't want it.
For next Take Your Child to Work Day, Mrs. Winbear is getting a TV.
No, she doesn't want.
A TV set.
She doesn't want. She doesn't want that.
You know
included.
Why she
we'll
doesn't
get you
want
a
Natalie?
TV.
Because
I don't want that
once
intrusion.
You get it, you will become so addicted to it.
Exactly. I don't want that intrusion in my life.
So you don't have the willpower enough to...
Try to get a TV?
Like you can only, you know, I'm going to only watch certain things?
I don't want it at all.
I could see if you had it, Did you have a TV growing up?
Yeah, but we weren't allowed to watch it a whole lot.
But what?
When I was in high school, we had a sociology teacher.
So was my father.
And we'll talk about that later. But we had the sociology teacher. We used to have to watch things on TV. And I'd be like, I can't watch it. I'm not allowed to watch TV at night. So anyway.
Well, that's the same. And that's a discussion for another day. Somebody with a couple degrees after their name.
When Natalie gets her degree, she can come back and talk about
it. Natalie, put that on your list.
Thank you very much for watching and listening. Natalie, thank you for skipping school to wasting our tax dollar. No, I'm kidding. Have a good time at the meeting. Remember, wherever you are, you can stop in, go online, or call. Your library is always there for you.
Goodbye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's going to have to answer for the millions of dollars in unnecessary security detail to places like Disneyland, Paris, Italy.
Many lawmakers questioning and criticizing the EPA administrator at a Capitol Hill hearing this morning, but Scott Pruitt says he's just the subject of a media smear campaign.
I'm not afraid to admit that there's been a learning process.
Pruitt being criticized for, among other things, overspending, including the expenditure of tens of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money for first-class air travel. President Trump says his original choice to be Veterans Affairs Secretary has been smeared.
These are all false accusations.
President Trump telling Fox News Dr. Ronnie Jackson's been treated in a disgraceful manner. Jackson has withdrawn amid allegations of workplace misconduct and inappropriate behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Trump saluting the annual Wounded Warrior Project Soldier Ride, the 4-day bike ride that helps raise awareness about the plight of injured veterans. At the White House this morning, President Trump said the nation is grateful for the incredible sacrifices of all wounded warriors. A desperate man.